Get some more on this in a moment. First, spring is in the air, and with that comes spring cleaning. Now, there are lots of ways you can refresh your home for spring. You can clean, reorganize, maybe even paint. And that's great, but here is the best thing you can do. Get some new bedding. Boll & Branch makes the softest, most breathable bedding you will ever experience. I absolutely love my Boll & Branch sheets. You can feel the difference in quality compared to all the other sheets. In fact, we took all of our other sheets and we threw them out because these luxury sheets are fantastic, buttery, breathable. They get softer every time you wash them. I can't sleep without them. Literally cannot, which is why when I'm on the road, I even bring Boll & Branch blankets in my suitcase. Upgrade your sleep today with Boll & Branch's signature sheets. These best-selling sheets are made from the finest quality 100% organic cotton, completely free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. Boll & Branch's signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin all the way on up to California King. With their 30-night worry-free guarantee, you can wash, style, and sleep in Boll & Branch sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, send them right back. But you'll love them. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code Ben at BollandBranch.com. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code Ben. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Russia has been at the center of nearly every major foreign policy conversation in the United States for decades. And there's a good reason for that. Russia's geography means that it borders Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. From Tsarist Russia to the Soviet Union to Vladimir Putin's Russia, Russia has been one of the great powers involved in nearly every major world event over the last two centuries. But why does this matter? Why should you care? Well, today, Russia is involved directly or indirectly in conflicts the world over, from Syria to Africa, from Ukraine to the Red Sea, all of which have significant impact on international politics, America included. But there is enormous controversy surrounding Vladimir Putin's Russia. Is it a country on the rise or a country in dire straits? Is it a potential ally of the West, or is it seeking to restore its international status, even at the cost of war, an alliance with America's enemies? Is Vladimir Putin himself a corrupt oligarchic dictator or a rebel against the liberalizing tendencies of an increasingly secular West? Let's go through the top five things you need to know about Russia today. First, like China, Russia is in a state of demographic crisis. Every year, more people now die in Russia than are born. In 2022, there were approximately 595,000 more deaths than births. Russia suffers from a fertility rate of 1.5 births per woman. Remember, it takes two just to maintain your population. Russia's life expectancy actually dropped to 64 a couple of years ago, partially as a result of COVID, partially as a result of extraordinary rates of alcoholism. As The Economist reported last year, quote, over the past 3 years, the country has lost around 2 million more people than it would ordinarily have done as a result of war, disease, and exodus. Women now outnumber men by at least 10 million. In 1994, Russia's population was 149 million people. Today, it's 143 million people. And as history tells us, countries with declining demographics rarely flourish. Second, Russia's economy is a disaster area. Russia's economy saw strong growth early on in Vladimir Putin's tenure. From 2000 to 2008, Russia saw GDP growth rates averaging 7% per year. At the beginning, that was due to deregulation and lowered taxes. Then the economy was supercharged by high oil prices. Russia is the world's second largest oil exporter. In 2004, Putin effectively renationalized the oil industry, handing control of oil and numerous other sectors of industry back to the state. But then after the 2008 economic crisis, Russia's GDP started to stall out. Russia does remain one of the world's largest economies in terms of GDP, but its GDP per capita was just $12,195 as of 2021. More than 20% of Russians live without indoor plumbing. That number rises to nearly 50% in rural areas. Putin's entry into office was supposed to guarantee a fight against oligarchy, the government passing over large sums of cash to the most powerful. Instead, Putin essentially co-opted the oligarchs, telling them that they could keep their money as long as they stayed out of his way. If they didn't, like Boris Berezovsky, death has not been the uncommon solution. Between 2013 and 2022, particularly after the Russian invasion of Crimea and the Donbass region of Ukraine in 2014, Russia's economy has taken a heavy hit. Russia has also been plagued by heavy inflation. In 2010, the exchange rate of rubles to dollars was about 30. Today, it is $1 for 90 rubles. The price of eggs has jumped 40% over the last year alone. Russian GDP growth is largely reliant on defense spending, but the Russian economy can't survive that level of spending, at least not without systemic changes to Russia's underlying economic system. That system is plagued by corruption and the variability of property rights. This year, for example, Russia's Duma passed a law allowing for the forced expropriation of all property of anyone criticizing Russia's army. The good news, for a very few, is that friends of Vladimir Putin can expect to suddenly come into wealth. Putin himself has been reported to be worth some $200 billion, perhaps making him the world's richest man. According to the Heritage Foundation Index of Economic Freedom, Russia ranks 131st in the world, featuring, quote, pervasive corruption, lack of judicial independence, and disrespect for private property rights, with extensive state interference that discourages private sector innovation. Third, Russia has a military crisis, too. Russia does have the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons on the planet, nearly 6,000. It also has one of the world's largest armies. But that army was proved ill-equipped and prepared during its initial invasion of Ukraine. According to declassified U.S. intelligence assessments, Russia lost 87% of the total number of active duty ground troops it had before the Ukrainian invasion. Russia's military technology is antiquated compared to modern militaries, which is why Ukraine has been able to repel Russia's invasion thus far. But Russia does have a long history of throwing bodies at military problems, from the Napoleonic Wars to World War II. Still, even Russia has to keep sourcing those bodies. And that's what Russia is doing, with a dramatically increased salary of at least 200,000 rubles per month, plus lifelong veterans benefits for its fighters. So, how long will Russia be able to sustain its war effort? According to the International Institute for Strategic Studies, Russia can keep it up for another 2 to 3 years. But that's Russia's bet. Keep up the war until the West's support for Ukraine collapses. It might not be a bad bet, but it will certainly devastate Russia's military capacity for years to come. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, financial experts thought we were in the clear. In fact, they were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year alone. And then the inflation data came out and it's higher than expected. The United States is in the hole by $34 trillion, and yet we keep printing money. That pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. You're not going to pay a penny out of pocket. Gold is part of my savings strategy. I buy it from Birch Gold. They've been the exclusive gold partner of the Daily Wire for over 7 years now, literally helping thousands of our listeners. They can help you as well. Diversification, it's just a smart business strategy. Text Ben to 989898. Get your free info kit on gold. And then talk to a precious metal specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. It's a chaotic world out there. Gold is a safe haven against the chaos. Text Ben to 989898 right now. Fourth, Russia is in fact a corrupt dictatorship. Russia's government is not comparable to that of the United States. Any comparison between the two ought to be rejected out of hand. That is not a defense of the myriad problems with the United States government, ranging from the Department of Justice's persecution of political opponents to the American government's collusion with big tech to restrict informational flow. But Russia is in a completely different universe. Freedom House, which ranks countries by access to political rights and civil liberties, ranks Russia as not free, stating, quote, power in Russia's authoritarian political system is concentrated in the hands of President Vladimir Putin, with loyalist security forces, a subservient judiciary, a controlled media environment, and a legislature consisting of a ruling party and pliable opposition factions, the Kremlin manipulates elections and suppresses genuine dissent. Rampant corruption facilitates shifting links among state officials and organized crime groups. It is no surprise that Putin likely ordered the murder of Alexei Navalny, his chief opposition and critic, in February 2024. The list of Putin critics likely murdered on his orders include Anna Politkovskaya, a journalist shot in her Moscow apartment building, Alexandra Litvinenko, a former KGB spy who became a Putin critic and then was poisoned with polonium-210 in his green tea, Sergei Magnitsky, a tax advisor who uncovered corruption in the Kremlin and was beaten to death in prison in 2009, Stanislav Markalov, a human rights lawyer and journalist assassinated by a gunman in 2009, Anastasia Babarova, another activist shot alongside Markalov, Boris Nemtsov, a political rival shot on a bridge in Moscow in 2015, Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of the Wagner Group, a rival to Putin's military control, blown up in a business jet just last year. Putin's critics frequently meet with untimely ends. Finally, what does Russia want? The running theme of Russian history is a desire to be accepted as a great power on the world stage. That is presumably why Joseph Stalin, despite his murderous evil, earns a 70% approval rating among Russians today. Svetlana Alexievich writes of a former Soviet worker imprisoned and beaten by the Soviet regime. As an old man, the worker said, quote, when I go into my grandchildren's room, everything in there is foreign, the shirts, the jeans, the books, the music. Savages, I want to die a communist. That's my final wish. Vladimir Putin has made it clear in his interviews, the Russian memory is quite long and largely biased toward expansionism and territorial domination. In 2005, Putin called the fall of the Soviet Union, quote, the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. In December, Putin warned that there would be, quote, problems with Finland after the country joined NATO. He said, quote, we will now create the Leningrad military district there and definitely concentrate military units there, even as he insisted he didn't want war with NATO states. Last week, the Russian government put the Estonian prime minister, Kaja Kallas, on its wanted list. How far is Russia willing to go? Putin has forged solidarity with Brazilian far-leftist Lula da Silva, Syrian dictator Bashar Assad, the mullahs in Iran, the leaders of terrorist groups Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and of course, the Chinese government. Russia wants respect, but it does not wish to engage in the types of activity that typically earn respect in the West. Greater emphasis on property rights and political freedom, for example. And so Russia will continue to play aggressively on the world stage, following in the pattern of Vladimir Lenin, who supposedly said, quote, probe with bayonets. If you encounter mush, proceed. If you encounter steel, withdraw. So, is Russia a threat to Western interests? Its interests have only rarely overlapped with those of the United States. And since geopolitics is, in fact, a zero-sum game to the Russians, the answer is that Putin is very unlikely to moderate his plans in the face of Western conciliation. It certainly didn't help Barack Obama, who pledged flexibility to Medvedev and Putin in 2012. Donald Trump's more confrontational approach made his administration the only administration since Putin has taken office that did not see a major Russian territorial initiative. Get to more on this in just a moment. First, in a world filled with uncertainties, you need to be prepared for any possibility. You need My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is your trusted partner for emergency preparedness. They're the country's largest preparedness company. They're more than equipped to stock your shelves. Whether we're talking natural disaster, sudden emergency, or unforeseen circumstances, My Patriot Supply's high-quality food storage solutions ensure you and your loved ones are always well-fed no matter what comes your way. Stock up on all the food kits your family needs at preparewithben.com. Right now, you'll get $200 off a much-needed three-month emergency supply from My Patriot Supply. Their three-month ready-hour emergency food supply provides delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that last up to 25 years in storage. You can even customize your supply with a mega protein kit with real meat or gluten-free options. These kits provide over 2,000 calories every day. They're simple to prepare. Just add water and heat and then eat. If you order by 3 p.m., your food kit will ship fast on the same day with free shipping. You get it. You put it in your closet, forget about it, and then, God forbid, something goes wrong, you're already ready. Go to preparewithben.com for $200 off your three-month emergency supply. That's preparewithben.com, preparewithben.com. Folks, we'll get to more on this in just one second. First, Joe Biden's policies, you know, I'm not a fan. I think it's pretty stupid, but you know what else is stupid? Not having life insurance. Getting life insurance will give you peace of mind, knowing that if something were to happen to you, your family could cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find that lowest price. Their team of licensed experts is on hand to help you through the process. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies, which means they don't have the incentive to recommend one insurer over another. Save time, save money, provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to policygenius.com/Shapiro to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/Shapiro, policygenius.com/Shapiro.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.